The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Walk us through your summer and just how you kind of got through it to get ready to be ready to go for today.
Yeah, I don't think I really got, I think I enjoyed my summer. I don't think I had to like battle through anything. My foot healed pretty quickly. That was no issue at all. I was in Florida for some of the summer, enjoyed the very warm weather, but before it got like extremely warm. Yeah. And then I was back here in July. Obviously my wife was pregnant and due in a month from July, so just in mid-August, so we had to be here early because can't fly after 4 weeks. So yeah, and then I had a baby, which was really exciting. Best thing in the world. I'm enjoying it, and we're very blessed at home. Everyone's healthy, and it was my birthday yesterday, so there was a lot going on. But it's been very exciting, and you know, I mean, I have a child now to play for, so I'm even more motivated to be out there. There's no issue with my preparation and being ready for the season.
That newfound dad strength maybe going to come in and play a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
What do you want to see from this group this year? A lot of changes on the back end, and you know, you're a core member. That what do you want to see from the back end from yourself and your new teammates? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got better as a group last year and being more competitive in games. But now I think it's, you know, we gotta start taking over games and putting some games on our record here, some wins on our record, sorry. So, you know, having better third periods, closing out games better, just growing our game and being more mature, and knowing how to, you know, keep leads or, you know, build on leads to eventually win games. So we want to take a step forward in that category, and ultimately, you know, we want to move up in the standings.
A lot of your ex and current teammates are fathers. Who's your go-to Shark for advice as a father?
I take any advice that I can get, you know, the more the merrier. You're learning every day. That's a good question. I mean, I'm pretty close with Logan, so he's been, you know, kind to reach out and just saying, you know, stuff like enjoy it. It goes by fast. You know, even his dad reached out to me, which I greatly appreciate. I didn't even have his number, so shout out to Chet. Great guy, great family. So yeah, I look up to Logan a lot in that regard.
So far, what's your favorite thing about being a dad?
That's a tough question. There's so many good things. I think going home and, you know, she's not smiling much yet. She's still early. But when you get that little smile, it really makes you happy. And going home, whether even if you had a tough day or whatever it is, and just seeing her peaceful and chilling and eyes wide open. She's pretty alert already, so it's fun to see. It's fun to talk to her, even though she might not know what I'm saying.
There are obviously a lot of changes this year. What's the vibe right now with this team? Is it any different from maybe past years?
Yeah, I hate talking about the vibe because now we got to put some results together. But because I feel like I've mentioned the vibe in the past couple of years, but it is good. You know, the vibe is good. You know, we feel good about the squad that we have, and now it's just, you know, bringing the results together. You know, building on what we have. So it's a good feeling in this room. You know, we got veterans surrounding a lot of good young talent, which we need. But our young talent now has a little bit of experience, right? You know, minus a couple of new draft picks and stuff. But, you know, our younger guys like Smitty and Mac coming into this season, having played a year in the league, that does a lot. I mean, I felt it in my second year. I came in a lot more confident. So I can only imagine, you know, their confidence growing as well, which is going to be big for us. And then, you know, there's always adversity that comes throughout the season that maybe these young guys haven't faced before. And that's why we got vets in the mix now too, to be there and, you know, to help us fight through adversity, stay positive and keep going.
You're obviously a free agent after this season. What's sort of your mindset in terms of signing long-term with the Sharks, hopefully, or, you know, there's also obviously trade deadline too. Mm-hmm. So anyway, just what is your kind of approach to this season?
yeah, I'm a Shark, you know, and that's my mindset. You know, I'd love to stay a Shark, but, you know, I'm just focused on the season and that's all I control. That other stuff I can't really, it's not up to me. So what is up to me is how I come out and compete every night. And I'm going to do that. And, you know, we're on the route to try and win as many games as we can this year and get closer to a playoff spot. So that's my goal individually.
Has there been any talks with the Sharks about an extension or maybe where things stand right now? Or?
Currently, no. I mean, I signed 4 years. I got another year left. So, you know, right now at mid camp, I'm just getting ready to rock and roll here, and I'm getting excited for the season. So I'm patient. I'm just trying to get ready here. And, you know, how I perform is most important for myself as an individual entering the season. And, you know, I'm a leader on this team. I got to be here for my teammates and be the best that I can be. So, you know, we can win more games this year.
I think you are the longest tenured Shark now, right? Your seventh year. And
yeah.
How does that feel?
Feels crazy. You know, time flies by. I keep getting told that as a parent, your time is going to fly by. Enjoy the young years of your child's life. And then, you know, same thing I've been told when I came into the league here, it's going to go by fast. So enjoy it. Like any job in the world, it's stressful. It's stressful because you care about it. And as a player, I have some stress coming to the rink and because I want to perform and I want to be the best that I can be for my teammates and for the staff and for, you know, this whole organization. But I never want to let that, you know, take away from my enjoyment of the game, and I've tried not to do that, and I've tried to enjoy it as best I can. And, you know, when you say that, it's crazy how time flies, and I just want to make sure I'm soaking it all in and, you know, taking advantage of this time that I have here.
Was it tough to see that news about Mark Edward and, you know, the Sharks making a decision to buy him out there? I mean, you're teammates with him for 6 years. I mean, was that kind of tough?
Sure. It's always, you know, it's always hard losing a teammate that you've been with for a long time. And unfortunately, I've lost a lot of really good teammates. But, you know, I'm at the end of the day, I'm very privileged to have said I played with a lot of great players. And obviously, Mark is no exception. He is, you know, a legend in the Sharks jersey. So, obviously, we'll see where he goes from here. I don't know if he's going to be playing, but best of luck to him, but obviously, you know, he will be missed.
Any chance you reach out to him or text with him to see how he's doing?
I've kind of waited on that. Like, I know he's had a lot going on, and he actually has a kid on the way too, so yeah. Which is exciting for him. So I hope to kind of reach out to him in the next little bit, but obviously give him, you know, his space to figure things out. And I know plenty of guys have, and you know, it's just, it's at a special time in his life, a lot of things going on too. So, you know, best of luck to him.
Also, as the longest tenured Shark, what's your favorite thing about the renovation here, Shark Fest?
There's a lot of great things. The room that we're in is awesome. We never had like a dedicated video room, so this is pretty special that we have this. It's a privilege, right? It's a privilege to get all the nice things that we have. Every day you have, you know, playing in the NHL, you get all these great things. You get the most food in the world, and it's awesome. So to come here this year and see the new renovations that they did, hot tubs, cold tubs, and you know, just brand new facilities, more lounge areas, it kind of adds to the benefit for us to be able to spend more time together at the rink, which is really good. So we had it good before, we have it better now. Can't complain.
Has it been decided who's louder, you or Weevil?
You're going to have to ask him that. I don't know. He's got a pretty loud voice out there, so I think he might take over, but Mario, I laugh more.
Is it your hope to sign long-term here, or do you just want to play the year out, or how do you kind of
approach? Yeah, I mean, I'd love to sign long-term here. You know, I want to win here. But again, like I already said, it's not up to me, and whatever happens, you know, it's life, and it's the profession that we're in, so... I accept whatever is going to happen in the future, but I'm going to play it out and you know, make the most of this opportunity that I have in this year, because it's a big year for me and it's a big year for this team and this organization.
What's your daughter's name?
Solenne.
Can you spell
that? Solenne.
Okay, cool.
There's controversy around that. She might have to make some corrections in school.
The reason why I asked you to spell it, so I don't spell it wrong, right?
That's okay. Yeah, it's good for her. In school, she might have to correct the teacher or something like that. So.